If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There is no second best crypto asset.
I respect you, and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, Jaya.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jeff G tonight for this Relax Ask Me Anything. I'm super tired. I've been doing coding, and I've been doing a massive spree of correction on the game with ChatGPT, and it was a lot of work for the last 24 hours. We didn't stop, but the game is super efficient. I'm thinking perhaps we could have a weekend test. Are there people in the regular chat or on Twitter who would join us for a test this Saturday? I'm thinking maybe Saturday afternoon instead of taking a show for it, a show slot. We could have just a relaxed afternoon trying planetary insemination together. The game is becoming extremely advanced, and the mining works, the recipes work, you can now axe trees live in the world, and the performance is very good. Performance has been greatly improved. I've gotten rid of assets that were just clogging the loading time, and now the game flows extremely well. That is extremely reassuring, because as you build, the program takes more weight and it's more heavy. It's harder to go on and it's slower, but I've now cleaned up. ChatGPT has been doing months of work just in the last 24 hours, just cleaning up, checking, do we need this? Is that taking too much space? Can we reduce the load on this? Absolutely amazing to work with ChatGPT. Beta test band says, hi, Jeff. Are you using a water filter to avoid chemicals? If so, which one? No, I do not use a water filter. I have some bottled water and I have Gatorade Zero. So no, I am not avoiding chemicals. I am actively buying bottles with chemicals in them. That is my current status. Need Staff says, I'll test. All right, awesome. Yeah, if you are a tester and you're interested at doing something Saturday in the afternoon, send me a DM on Discord or on Twitter. I will put you on the list and I will send you the link to download the file on Saturday. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're starting at the point where we're maybe going to be able to play an actual game and try to win against the other team. So it won't just be network testing anymore. We'll be able to mine, produce our recipes, produce our weapons, and fight. Now I have hammers, spears, special abilities. It's getting extremely complex. Need Staff says, do you think reverse osmosis water would be the cleanest and most safe way to get water? No. In my view, the cleanest and most safe way to get water is an artesian well in a healthy location. So in a location where that hasn't been conquered by civilization and that hasn't been spread with pesticides. So that is the best way to get water from nature, from the natural filtering process of the soil, artesian well. And, you know, there's not a filter in the world that will ever do what the entirety of the topsoil does to water. I mean, it passes, there are bacteria, there's all sorts of microorganisms, chemical reaction, absorption, and carbon, of course. So your little pouch of carbon, compare it to 1 kilometer or maybe half a kilometer of topsoil filtering that water. You have no chance. It won't work. Dead Star says, I've got well water, but I was worried about drinking so much mineral and possible radiation. Well, these things you can test. These things you can test. I don't know. All I know is people who live in artesian well areas, they have good health. They have better health than people from the city. Barnabé says, I bought a small AquaTrue countertop reverse osmosis machine a few months ago, and I'm satisfied with it. My tap water shows 360 ppm. After filtration, it shows 30 to 40 ppm. Whatever makes you happy, guys. I refuse that water be so complicated that you need to pass it through a filter. I'm ready to die. I'm ready to die for this principle that water should be easy. I will not buy a subscription to Life. Okay? I do not pay on a monthly basis for Life. And I will not pay for a fucking filter. You hear me? You hear me? To me, it's the conversion of water into a monthly subscription service. That is what filters are to me. Now, I'm happy if you like your water and if you feel well served by your filters, go ahead and be happy. But I will never, never buy a filter. It is a monthly expense that's meant to be refreshed. You are not supposed to pay for water. I will buy backpacks and go in the wild to get my own water before I pay for a filter. Matt Bell says, where does the insemination fit into your game, JF? It's not fully implemented yet, but the idea is we're going to capture animals in the wild and you're going to have to start a farm to feed your lane. So it's going to be a combat between your farmed animals and their farmed animals. Now, I'm thinking about, should we call it planetary insemination or should we rename it? I think it's hilarious as a word, but I also think it might get flagged for sexual references. I don't know. I have a couple of other ideas in mind that are kind of still evocative of insemination, but that are a little softer. I have these softer alternatives that I'm considering. But yeah, that's the idea. You will be breeding animals to win a MOBA game. So instead of having your raxes, you know, in classic MOBA games, you have a melee rax, a ranged rax, and they produce just automatically always the same creeps. And there's very little variation. But in my game, the whole goal of the game is to produce better creeps. And there's many degrees of freedom that you have in breeding these animals, including feeding them different foods, hunting them, and changing which animals, which combinations of animals you use in your reproductive pen. So that's the idea. Barnabé says, JF, if you buy bottled water, I have bad news. There's a subscription right there. Well, okay, I could grant this, but I don't drink much bottled water. So I buy it to have bottles, really. And sometimes I will take sink water. Just sink water is fine. I don't pass a pack of 24 water bottles. Lasts me many months. So I don't experience it as a subscription, or if it's a subscription, it's a very, very low cost. Who will be the next president? Alex Jones and Nick Fuentes are discussing.
Comes after Trump.
It's got to be something that makes him look like a joke. I mean, what comes after Trump has to make him look like Barack Obama by comparison. It needs to be like serious balls, serious dictator energy. Like, we need someone that isn't playing around, because it, you know, not to be, I'm kidding a little bit, but we do need to get serious. Look at our country. They let in 10 million illegals. We tried to deport them and they rioted to prevent us from deporting people. We're at war in Ukraine. We're at war in Iran. How long before war in Taiwan? The debt's approaching $40 trillion. Like, we have real problems.
No, I agree. Well, Tucker Carlson, you're no fan.
I don't think anything can save America. I'm completely disconnected from having a hope for America. Because, like, what Nick is suggesting here, sure, nice dream. But do you really think we're going to get an extremist instead of Trump? No. The system constantly pulls toward the other direction. We are constantly headed toward extremism loses and the middle as extremism of corrupt middle-centered politics always wins. It's always a softening, and it's a softening that slides in the left direction in the long term, but it's a softening always. Matt Bell says, sounds like your game is about animal husbandry, a term which sounds even worse than planetary insemination. Well, yeah, I mean, there's not much of a focus toward the husbandry aspect. It's not like you're going to brush your cow. It's not this kind of game. It's a game that connects the simulation type of farming game, but in a very quick and summarized way, but it connects it to combat. So the game is about combat, first and foremost, and exploitation of the environment to get better tools for combat. That is what it is.
And the numbers show Republicans told him, I agree. And he said God would have to appear to him to run for president. He doesn't want that. What if Tucker Carlson ran?
I don't know if I would get behind that. You know, I don't think he has the temperament to lead, and I also think he's too much of an anti-Semite. I don't think someone with that much hatred in their heart. Someone needs to tell Tucker Carlson that, you know, we just actually have to love everybody as Christians.
So Nick has been doing this joke where he accuses Tucker of being an anti-Semite. And it's a joke that that hides a little reality, which is, yeah, Tucker, you know, has gone for the last year, has gone completely, has decided to take the anti-Israel angle in a very explicit and forward way. Now, Nick does it as a joke, like, isn't it funny that I accuse Tucker of this? But it captures something real, which is that Tucker constantly now talks about Israel, like 10 years later.
I'm kidding a little bit, but no, I don't like Tucker, and I don't trust him. So I think he's full of it. And, you know, he is kind of like, he did a thing at Turning Point USA, and these college kids were pressing him a little bit, and he, like, lost his mind. He was, like, angry. It's like, if you can't handle a couple of college kids asking about your net worth, how are you going to handle a campaign? I don't think that's going to work out, so.
Lots of things are very bizarre with Tucker. The rotations he's done, the changes, you know, being a mainstream Fox News personality for so long, and then suddenly going on his own and suddenly being anti-Israel. It's like, what were you thinking 5 years ago? What were you thinking 10 years ago? And then behaving in this bait and switch way with Nick Fuentes, at first just insulting him, not engaging with him, then inviting him, then the next day denouncing him with Megyn Kelly. Very hard to know where this guy comes from, Tucker Carlson, but it sounds like some operation, as Nick often says. Let's not forget that Tucker Carlson stated himself he talks to Peter Thiel on a regular basis. So this guy consults Peter Thiel on his important life and coverage decision. That tells me a lot. Beta Test Band says, quick question, JF, do you think that all of your French Quebec podcast helped you gain new followers? No, my French podcasts are with people who don't have much audience, so it's not like an opportunity to grow. That's not how I see it. Now, there may be a single person, 2, 3, 5. There may be a handful of people who first hear about me because I appear on these podcasts. But I don't engage on these podcasts because I want to gain a French following. I engage on these podcasts because I consider that Quebec is in a society of perdition. And it is absolutely heartbreaking what has been done and what is being done to Quebec. The attack on males, the attack on the family, the absolute government overreach over all individual rights. And I am simply interested at a campaign of vengeance against Quebec. And I am simply interested at messing up and at denouncing the situation in Quebec. For that, I'm interested even at going on small French shows. That is why I do it. Because these shows are actually smaller than even mine. And my show in English is small, but like I go on shows where we have 40, 50 live audience. I don't mind because I want my voice to awaken something in some, in a handful of Quebecois at least, that you are stuck in a communist nation and it's time to leave. You have to leave this place. They will get to you. They got to me first, but they will get to you and they will kidnap your children. So don't stay in Quebec. The Silver Fox says, JF, is there hope for whites in Argentina? Does the 2015% Amerindian DNA help them survive below the equator? Well, it's a, you're already using very mixed concepts here. You're saying, is there hope for whites since they have non-white DNA? Well, it's, then they're not white. So I don't know. It doesn't make sense, your question. Is there hope for whites if they become non-whites? I guess they can. It's the same thing with the revolutionary phenotype. Like, JF, should I give my genes to the machine? At least the robot is going to be made out of me a little bit. Maybe the robot is going to have taken some piece of my genome. I want to be uploaded, JF. I'm scared of death. Well, okay, you can do it. But it's like you're losing yourself in this process. You are not winning when you lose who you are in the process of winning. A very important concept. Purple Panther says, just join, JF. Sorry if I am behind. I would be curious to ask, JF, what are your thoughts on the UK local elections? Mainly Reform's chance on winning. Well, I have not been following this at all, so I don't have an opinion that could be relevant to say. As far as I'm concerned, UK is lost territory. Good luck. Good luck. But I've seen electoral hopes, bro. I'm old. I've seen it again and again. So I have no informative answer to give you, but to tell you that hope has always been disappointing. Hope has never been met. There is kind of one time in politics where hope has kind of been achieved, and it was the first Trump presidency. That was kind of a, maybe something can happen moment. I don't think much can happen in England. Ketsdead says, JF, any progress with your Asian insemination? No, I have not been contacted by a Chinese wife. And therefore, I am announcing today that I am expanding my offer for marriage. If you are a woman, I will even accept to marry you, even if you're not Chinese. So this is a very important shift in my life. In fact, along this shift, I will revert my move of listening to 100% Asian porn. I will revert it down to 90% Asian porn and 10% diversified. So this is a big change in my life. I am now open to marrying a non-Chinese woman. Thank you, chat, for supporting me through this. Connor Lame is on Twitter. Yeah, we have a multi-stream tonight on Twitter. I want to test the Twitter platform and see if there are people who listen to us from there. Connor Lame says, what do you think about age demographics? No one having kids. Is everywhere going to turn into a retirement community besides college towns? No, it is the name of the game. This is so important. So important as a question. Because every time I comment on demographics, I understand these realities. But it's very rare we get to talk about it. Most people think, What's the percentage of unemployed? What's the percentage of immigrants? What's the percentage in our society of first-generation immigrants? And all of these terms are all forms of leftist obfuscation about what really is going on. And what really is going on is pussy economics. That is the wisest thing I can ever tell you to care about. Pussy in and out. Pussy IO. Okay? The science of where reproductive pussy is at any point in time and where they move. There's a function to it. They move out of certain places where they would be having babies, and they move into certain places where they become servers at Boston Pizza. This mechanism is pussy economics. And it is grueling, a grueling reality that even if women were to have 2-3 babies suddenly, it wouldn't fix it fully because of this economic pattern where the traveling of available reproductive women is being influenced by sick economic factors that are dragging them into non-reproductive lives, that they are being purchased by the corporate world. And OnlyFans is just the surface of it. OnlyFans is just, it's the worst of it. It's like literally we're just going to buy your body and pictures and market it. But the reality is much worse. The reality is that every woman who goes in town with an apartment and a luxury lifestyle and a new car to get this little job, this little crappy job in which there is no hope for her to ever pay anything more than her rent, this woman is taken off the reproductive market to do absolutely nothing, to just serve chicken legs to customers who are buying those chicken legs because they need female companionship. And they are buying it at bars and at Boston Pizzas where there can be a female representative selling them the porn of being a server. That's another porn, by the way. The everyday porn of the fact that you are being served by females at restaurants. The same thing happens with the university. Beautiful women all go to the university. Instead of using their beauty to make themselves available to catch the best males. Now, what do they become in the university? They become useless workers that will only drain state energy by needing state employment because the university is done producing useful beings for the market. They are totally disconnected from the market. So we are stuck with the fact that reproduction and fertility is getting drained away into an economic waste. And it's a form of daycare, what's happening. It's a form of daycare of like, well, at least if we pay them, we keep them off marriage. So many, many sort of institutions and entities are throwing money into the system to keep women infertile, to keep them on the birth pill, to keep them aborted, to keep them thinking, oh no, I can't quite have a baby yet. Because I haven't yet done profit from my working at Boston Pizza. Meanwhile, men are deprived of the opportunities on the free market because now they have to compete with women. And every man wants to buy their chicken leg to a woman server. And every man wants to give tip when the woman is cute. So we buy beauty. We buy the beauty and we throw it in the trash rather than honoring it through marriage and insemination. That is so much graver than just immigration taken on its own. because immigration is rough. But immigration is rough because of all these other problems that keep us from outcompeting the populations that come here in terms of breeding rates. And because our women are particularly targeted and sensitive to these opportunities to be bought, we are at a disadvantage against something like a Muslim family. Because in a Muslim family, the woman will not go out there, show her boobs to get more tips. Or go out there and solicit a university education. She will know that her mission is to produce children. So absolutely massive problem. It's not just how many women, how many men, where do they live? Are they citizen or are they immigrants? It's not just this that determines demographics. Demographics is about what is being done with the available vaginas. And what our society is doing is absolutely horrible for everyone, women included, because we're giving them hope that they're going to get out of this. We're giving them hope that, oh yeah, if you work hard enough, oh yeah, if you study long enough, there is some promised job for you. But that job will put you at odds with your own genetic interest. That job will make you a competitor of your own men. So it's an absolute devastation on society that's been thrown with everything that I just listed. And it's a lot. It's a lot. Matrix Invader says we are performing in a handicapped manner instead of with support and harmoniously. Exactly. Because we are in two fights. The white male is in two fights at the same time. He's in a fight against just existence and the roughness of the environment itself. No, it's not pre-recorded. Retroc, I see your live chats. I just saw your live chat right there. We are at a war with the environment. We are at a war with the competitive males. But then we are at a war with women who somehow my grandpa had no problem finding a woman who made 7-10 babies. And they all gave the name of my grandpa to these babies. I can't get this in 2026. I can't get a psychiatrically stable woman who will accept to give my name, as she has promised, to our son. Can't get this. They will give birth to the son, they will run away with him, and they will rename him. So something has been happening since the 70s that broke the chain of existence between my grandpa and me. Why can't I have what my grandpa had, or even half of it? Why do I have to deal with psychiatric instability all the time? Why is it that it is so unpleasant to be around women? Why do they want to make your life so hard? Why do they want to destroy you? Not in divorce. They want to destroy you in marriage. They want to destroy you as they live with you. They want to harass you. They want to wake you up in the night saying, oh, you betrayed me in your dreams. You were thinking about another girl. They are fucking insane. Ty Rogerson says, if you aren't 1% of men, they don't see you. If you get one, they don't want kids. If they have kids, they steal them from the men. That is exact. That is what's happening. Secret Service Director Curran confirms that the agent who was shot by Cole Allen returned fire as he was falling, explaining all 5 shots missed. Okay, so we're seeing from this video, we're seeing even more angle that I didn't realize. Like it's been 3 or 4 days. I always notice something else in these pictures and videos. So I hadn't realized that he had a shotgun or something or a rifle of some kind already at the entrance right there. So by the time he was taking a run, he was already being engaged with the police. he had already shot this police, and this police had already tried to shoot back. So that I didn't realize. I thought he was just making a run for Trump. But no, it seems that he shot already at the metal detector. And that is what led to the quick response of the other policeman. Ty Rogerson said, okay, this one I read. Marby Dog says, you can get conservatives to denounce socialism and certainly communism, but you can hardly get a negative word about feminism. Feminism is way more destructive, in my opinion. Absolutely. And this is the great distinction. I remember talking about this with Rouge V back in 2016. Those people who do not subscribe to analyzing the woman problem in our society are not fit to lead. And they will always be deceived. And they will always end up favoring more of what destroyed our societies. There is absolutely zero fixing of our world that is possible without fixing the woman problem. It is as simple as this. It can happen politically, it can happen over a long time, but it will have to happen because society isn't surviving in the current state. Society, civilization, as you know it, is not surviving as long as the woman question is not addressed. And what needs to be addressed is why are women held and how can we hold them to commitments, contracts, engagements? And what is the financial reason why in our society everything seems to have been built to allow them to destroy commitments and to destroy families? If we don't solve this, we are nowhere. We don't exist in 100 years from now. Anglo-Canier says, hello, testing. Hello, Anglo-Canier. He's joining us on the Twitter side. I'm following both regular chats, trying to answer to everyone on both sides. By the way, if you'd like to support the show, use the Streamlabs button in the description below. Streamlabs.com/JFGtonight/tips. Sign in Streamlabs. Yeah, it seems I am logged in. Just making sure because this link, I've not been testing it for a while. I want to make sure that it's still valid. Why does Streamlabs has all these trackers? If I'm going to be publicizing the use of that link, I might as well verify that it is still active. Okay, yes, it is active. I am logged in. Sadie Edwards says, Merkel destroyed Europe, not just Germany. Oh, well, so many things fell with Europe, the European Union. It was truly a collective meant to destroy the European people. So sad. But it's you have to get out of there. You have to get out. Kids Dead says, I just don't see the reason to pay it. I make money. We own home and have kids. I don't see why I should pay it. He was saying rich parents just wanted her to go. But you have spread your whole story over 15 chats. She's a house mom with our kids, so she doesn't work. Okay, he's talking about his wife. Well, good. That's great. That's great. If you have found an exception, that is absolutely great. Everyone is quitting the carnivore diet. Why everyone is leaving carnivore? Joe Rogan, Jordan Peterson, Michaela Peterson. Well, you know, when you're dealing with grifters in general, you do expect them to adhere to a fad and to push it. And then when it's not paying off for them anymore and it's not fashionable anymore, you can expect them to soften. That is what I generally would expect from someone like Mikaela Peterson. So I didn't found any hope of her being stable across the years. But yeah, the meat diet, it's like they were too exaggerated in it. And now they are going the other way. They're abandoning it. The fact is, meat is very good for you. Maybe you shouldn't just eat just this. Maybe it doesn't really matter if you add celery and carrots. That's fine. But yeah, meat is good for you. But at the same time, you don't have to be obsessed like she was. You don't have to be like, I'm not going to eat a single broccoli ever. And when they exaggerate like this, the snapback comes inevitably. Because there was this whole story of, you know, this raw, there was a raw vegan YouTuber, a big woman YouTuber. Mama Jeff was a big fan of her. And she got caught. It was revealed that she wasn't even living by the raw vegan standard. Because, bro, taking this crap vegetable and blending it into this fucking disgusting juice with a blender and drinking this shit, you can't sustain this forever. Like, it hurts your stomach. Things are meant to be cooked sometimes, you know. And especially what these people are eating, it's like, it's not the easy vegetables. Like, you can make celery puree and you could probably just chug gallons of it without too much trouble. But when you start blending citronelle and super spicy Chinese stuff and yama roots or whatever they call it, now you start entering vegetables that are kind of harsh on the stomach. Now blend them raw without cooking, you're gonna get yourself sick. So she was getting herself sick, and she had abandoned the raw vegan diet while continuing to be a raw vegan YouTuber. No, it's fine, Kid's Dad. It's fine that you were talking about your wife. It was totally show-related. I was just confused because I was trying to catch where the story begins. But it is, I am not frustrated at you for bringing it up. In fact, I am happy for you. Bugog says, what society, culture, religion, city, state, nation has it the most right or correct when it comes to the rights and privileges of woman? Well, it's quite simple to me. You know, colonial America of the 19th century, with a conception, a strongly enforced social conception of marriage through religion. It's as simple as this. If you're going to take my sperm, if you're going to make me sacrifice my energy in producing a child with you, it comes with obligations. That should go, it shouldn't even need a marriage paper. It should be a given. You take my sperm, so you get the goods. I need to get the goods from you in exchange. What I need is mostly peace, being left alone, being given an opportunity to contribute to the life of the children, and being free. But women have totally converted to becoming the worst fucking nightmares the world has ever known. And there is no other solution to this than societal control. Because you can't just invoke woman freedom. You don't have the freedom to abuse. You don't have the freedom to kidnap. You don't have the freedom to put up together courts that will always take your side. You don't have these freedoms. And we have to stop seeing it as a freedom. It's a breach of contract, what's happening right now between woman and man. Photoman says the Minecraft diet will never fade into irrelevance. What is the Minecraft diet? I don't know about this. I'm interested about hearing. SSBB says we will elect JF and he will solve the woman question for us. Agreeves says, what do you think of that Chinese professor, JF Dr. Yang? Do you value his work so far? People have been asking me about him. I think he's a great presenter. And when I watch his stuff, I find that he's very well informed, like over 60 minutes of content that I can watch. Maybe I'm going to agree with 55 minutes of what he has to say. And then other times he's more speculative and sometimes close to paranoia, honestly. But it's not a case where I will say I'm discarding everything he has to say for just for the 5 minutes I disagree with. I think that if he produces so much good content and he's informative and comprehensive in his review, then I think it's good material. Now, I don't watch him though. It's like I respect him. I'm happy that he's successful, but I don't watch him because that degree of detailed technical speculation, to me, it's what I call the weeds. I don't get into this. I'm a man of big ideas. He's more like, so you have to understand that there's a mountain here, and since Iran is placed like this, like the geometry of the place, and look at the wind and the wind pattern. It's like, okay, I like to see the world in big lines, broad strokes. Biology, poof, applies to you. The theory of evolution, poof, explains everything. And he's more like, you have to pay attention to this little geographic feature right here, just between this particular country and this country. And this is going to be very important down the line, 20 years down the line. And I guess that we absolutely incarnate the European to Chinese difference, him and I, because I'm a big thinker. I'm a bold thinker. I care only about ideas that explain things in mass. I don't do little detailed predictions and, oh, this has 70% chance of happening. No, I'm about what I'm certain of. And typically what you're certain of is much less than he can say. But it's also, it's a good practice to ask yourself, what do I know for sure? And I'm always in that space. He's in another space. He's more into the detail, the probabilistic, the, oh, maybe this will happen or maybe that will happen. These declinations of hypothetical future predictions, I wouldn't watch this content, but I respect the quality in his work and in the effort that he puts in. Vicious says, do you do a lot of biology and science still? Well, I mean, no, not official science of any kind, but you know, as I write White People Food, I consider that I'm studying a population, white people, and I'm studying what they're eating. So it's like if I was doing this on squirrels and I was writing a book called Squirrel Food, an analysis of the exact peanuts that the squirrel likes to eat, you would call me still a biologist. You would say, oh, Jeff, you're still doing biology. But I'm writing the book White People Food. And yeah, to me, it is an exploration of the food behavior of a part of the human species. Also, my game that I'm producing has many biological themes to it. So you'll see that the game is very much into farming, into resource exploitation, environmental exploitation, balance across the game. A lot of these themes are ultimately biological. Ty Rogerson says, modern people desire novelty to the exclusion of adopting methods that work but have been tried before. Yes, it is a thing of modernity. That is, I agree with you. When you see the the current direction of the social media, for example, I can't produce this kind of content. You know, this kind of hyper-paranoid, hyper-partisan content, where it's like, no matter what happens today, I'm going to be just bashing on Israel. Now, you can argue that I've been critical of Israel all my life, but I've always been wanting it to be rational. What I see out there, it's like, no, I see people using AI videos and they just don't care. I don't care that it's an AI video. I'm still going to show it. And it's like, wow, hyper-partisan crap, really. There's no reason why someone would trust you as a bearer of information if you're going to just be this, just always be on one side, always for no reason at all, no matter what happens, and independent of facts. No, you have to be a filter for people if you want to be an influencer. Matt Bell says, do Quebecois eat like the French or do they eat like Canadians? Well, it's a mix. There's a mix of it. There are many things that are purely Quebecois. There are meals like the Quebecois shepherd pie is the pâté chinois. And that's really a Quebecois thing with corn. It's potatoes, corn, beef. Now, there are influences also from English Canada and America. Like, the Quebecois have a culture of fast food and burgers and fries that is very American diner style in nature. So if you go to a La Belle Province and you order an hamburger, a hot dog, those are influences that are from the English world into Quebec. So you have the Quebec nucleus of truly original Quebec recipes. You have the American influence over various trends of food, but you also have a very strong French influence in that you can much more easily get quality duck, foie gras, all sorts of materials that are part of French culture, brown sauces. You can much more and wines. You can much more easily have access to these things in Quebec than anywhere else in Canada, and cheese. So Quebec is a center of influence for these three cultures: French, Quebecois, and then English, Canadian, and American. King Fred says, JF, do you ever get depressed? And if so, what keeps you going? I wouldn't say I've been super close to depression ever. No. You know, whenever my mind would go there, or I would be like, am I desperate? Am I sad? Whenever that could happen, I have very strong reflexes of counting the number of things in my life that I'm proud of. And it never happened that I'm in a state of despair that tells me, oh, really, life isn't worth it. Oh, it really sucks. Always in my life, I've had things to hang on to. You know, whenever I'm tired or I feel, oh, shit, maybe my heart won't work for the... Maybe I'm going to die next year, or maybe I'm going to die in 5 years. Whenever I have a thought like this that could be depressive, I immediately think then, well, okay, so what would I have? Let's say I was to die tomorrow. What would I have done? I've done the revolutionary phenotype. There's going to be people in 1,000 years that say, why the fuck did no one talk about this? There's going to be people in 1,000 years saying, why the fuck did you cancel this guy? I've had 6 children. I've always acted morally in my life. I've always acted according to my behavioral code. I've always been acted in pride and in challenge to injustice and lies. And I am a very satisfied homeschooling father who gets to determine the full future of my children. And I get to every day, even while I'm working, even if I have something to work on, like I'm working on white people food or I'm coding with ChatGPT, every hour of my life, I get to hug them, to chill with them, to read with them, to play with them, and to generally just enjoy life and enjoy what it is to be raising them to be free. So if I was to die tomorrow, it wouldn't even be that depressing. That is what happens in my mind when I start thinking about a bad idea or something bad that could happen to me, or am I depressed, or should I be depressed? I don't even get there. I don't even get to the point where I could be depressed, because I see myself as a machine to be continuing the interest of my children into the future. And to me, every hour that is given to me where I'm still alive is bonus, because I already brought them to life. Every minute that I live is a bonus. And I see myself as just a soldier to try to make their lives better to the extent I can. And so, yes, if I can make some money on white people food, sure, maybe that will give them a house. And yes, if I can make some money on the game, that would be great. Maybe I can give them some luxury. But down the line, what matters to me, it has already been done. I have produced life more than most people, most males can ever do, and more than most females will do these days. So I have been faced with the difficulty of the modern world, and I got 6 children out of it. I can't be depressed. I cannot. And even if I try, it automatically goes away when I think about this. Photoman says, I thought the breakdown on how you explain different cuisine with Spencer was extremely interesting. Will your book dive into this subject further? I don't plan to do a comparative analysis of white people food versus other foods. Because first it would be, it could put the book at jeopardy. I want this book to be purely an elevation of European cuisine. So I'm not going to talk bad of any other culture. I'm just going to be like, hey, this is good cuisine. This is our cuisine. And I think it's sometimes worth to smooth it out, just so I don't get banned from Amazon or something like this, just so the book can make its way. Now, the kind of more edgy comments that I've done with Richard the other day, I will not include them in the book, but it's like sometimes you have to choose your battles. I think that already publishing this book is a massive action. It's a massive and important moment where this is going to be an argument that passes subtly, because you won't be able to deny. Like, you always have leftists saying, oh, what is white people culture? What is it even? It's like, okay, here's an anthology, 350 pages of what I'm talking about. You want to find one recipe in this that's not from us? Go ahead. Now, if you don't find 350 recipes that's not from us, then you're going to have to admit that there's such a thing as European food. And it kind of subtly makes the case that therefore there is such a thing as Europeans. And for many people, that's what they need to be told. That's what they need to realize. A lot of people will not realize this until you give them the book, White People Food. And they will have to go through the process of, no, that doesn't exist. No, there's no white people food. No. And then they're going to have to dig through the book and realize, oh, shit, I can't make an argument against this. This is white people food. This is what they eat and produce. And If white people weren't in a given country, none of that food would be in. That is what I had to say for tonight. Matt Bell says, I will buy the book at launch. Your children will not starve. Well, it's good to know that there's advanced support for the book. Thank you for being with me. Tomorrow we'll have a show and talk about whatever we can if there's news, although the news has been dull. And Saturday I would like to arrange for a test of my game, second test of planetary insemination. I would like to see the improvements that I've made since the first test. And we have a much more complex game already with more weapons I've made it in. It's a higher performance game. So I think that if you had a little lag last time, I've fixed a lot of things in the networking and the assets loading. All of it should be more performance. So if you are a tester, you are available on Saturday around maybe 2 p.m. Eastern time or later, send me a DM on Twitter or a DM on Discord and I'll keep you on the list and you can join us. Bye-bye, everyone. Much love and sleep well.